A burgeoning documentary film industry is taking shape in South Africa, and a Canadian filmmaker living in Johannesburg is working with some of the country's finest. Shannon Walsh, the director of H2 Oil in St. Henry the 26th of August, is releasing a film with a slew of up-and-coming women filmmakers as the next installment in a series.
Jappy on a Friday is the second in a triptych of neighborhood documentaries, collaborative neighborhood documentaries. The first was A Saint-Henri, Le 26 août that we did in St. Henry in Montreal.
The focus of Walsh's new film is Jappy's Town, a district of Johannesburg that has seen old factories being snatched up and turned into trendy artist lofts.
I invited a group of South African directors to take a journey into a quickly gentrifying neighborhood and reflect on the processes, the people, and the dynamics that were happening there over the course of one day.
A new development within Jappy called Mabining, a Sotho word meaning place of light, has brought more affluent people to the district. This seems to be pushing development closer to the area's low-income residents.
Jappy's Town resembles the kind of processes that are happening in neighborhoods all over the world, former industrial neighborhoods that are being transformed by developers to sort of artist lofts and condominiums and bringing back suburbanites into the inner city.
Co-director of the film and Jappy's Town resident, Aria Lalu, approached Walsh with the idea of doing a film on her surroundings. Lalu has been paying close attention to the changes happening in Jappy's Town.
Jappy itself is such a historic neighborhood, and there's so many layers of experience there. You really see the texture of I think Johannesburg's history. There's decade after decade kind of on the walls and the texture of the space.
Longtime urban consultant Neil Fraser has worked in Johannesburg for over 30 years. There's nobody in the city who knows Jappy's Town as well as he does.
If you go back in the history of Jappy's Town, when just after Johannesburg was established, which is just over 100 years ago, Jappy's Town really was quite a prime area.
Fraser says a massive change took place in Jappy's Town after the fall of apartheid in 1994. This is when the district became overcrowded and suffered a severe economic decline.
Over the years, there was very little local authority management that took place in the area. And so it really deteriorated very, very rapidly.
Working in this South African neighborhood was difficult for Walsh compared to Montreal. Here, poverty is visible on the streets, and violent crime happens at a fleeting glance.
Obviously, it's a very different dynamic. South Africa is a place of extreme disparity. There's huge separations of wealth and of power. There's still huge racial separations as well.
Jappy on a Friday looks at the district in a 24-hour time frame. Lalu says the film's objective is to tell a day-in-the-life type story.
At the end, we have five characters over the course of their day, and they range from a skatamiya, which is a traditional Zulu choral form, a leader of a skatamiya group, to an old Indian shop owner whose family has been in the area for over 40 years, to JJ, who's leading the charge on the kind of property development front.
Finding traditional funding for this film became a serious challenge for Walsh and Canadian producer Sarah Spring. The film has a cast and crew entirely of South Africans, so no Canadian funds were available. But this drove them to try an alternative method, crowdfunding.
This was a tricky film to make. The models for funding documentaries are changing a lot, and I think we have to adapt to it, but it's not always easy to know how to do that. So for Jappy on a Friday, we, for the first time ever, did an Indiegogo campaign.
Many South African filmmakers hope to see the documentary genre find the support found in Canada. Walsh would like to see the documentary community in South Africa flourish as a result of this film.
South Africa's got some great filmmakers, a lot of which worked on the project with me, of course, I'm going to say. But it's not such a long tradition of documentary here at all.
While Lalu is critical of her country's lack of investment in the genre, she's also hopeful this will soon change with Jappy on a Friday's release.
What a pleasure to see you.
A lot of South African film is like looking for the definitive, what is it now? What is South Africa now? It's this idea of us being this incredibly special place, and that every moment is a definitive moment, but it's a very everyday film.
Lalu sees this collaborative neighborhood filmmaking process, started by Walsh in Montreal, as a unique way of documentary storytelling, a tradition she'd like to carry on with other filmmakers in Johannesburg.
There's something in the neighborhood story or the neighborhood stories that is a lot more fluid and human and textured and subtle. And we're not telling anyone what to think. I think that all the characters have been treated with a great deal of respect, and there's a lot of intimacy.
While the film pays homage to cinema verite of the 1960s, Walsh cites the National Film Board of Canada classic, A Saint-Henri le 5 Septembre, as inspiration for her own brand of filmmaking.
It was that film really that started the process of the idea of making neighborhood documentaries, also really re-influenced by a contemporary style of documentary that's also character-driven and also looking at processes of power and politics within documentary that I think weren't so present back in 1962.
For an urbanist like Fraser, he sees the potential in gentrifying Jeppestown. But he's calling on the city of Johannesburg to promote a mixed income project so low-income residents don't get pushed out.
My American friends all say to me, if you're talking about urban renewal and urban revitalization, then gentrification is part of the equation. And yes, there would be some gentrification necessary, but I think it could be managed in a way that one could get everybody catered for one way or another.
I'm Adam Bema in Johannesburg, South Africa.